From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, making progress toward a vaccine for malaria. First, the lead. U.S.-led forces in Iraq are continuing a wave of ground and air assaults in Fallujah, the Sunni Muslim town west of Baghdad that's become a symbol of the deadly insurgency in that country. This latest offensive began after peace talks were suspended between the Iraqi government and Fallujah city representatives. Joining us from Baghdad is Scott Peterson. He's a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Scott, we've talked many times before about clashes in Fallujah, but we're reading here that these attacks are especially intense.
Well, that's right. I mean, they're especially intense. It's been going on for weeks, actually, the aerial bombardment of Fallujah. And, of course, U.S. commanders say that they have been targeting exclusively safe houses or other sites that are linked somehow to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, this al-Qaeda-linked character who U.S. commanders believe is actually based in Fallujah. I've spoken to other sources, though, who are very, very close to coalition forces, and they say that really it's now gotten to the point where some of the intelligence is just not very solid. Of course, they are going after these sites, but sometimes they are acting before they have a chance to check some of these sites and check the veracity, if you will, of the intelligence. And so I think it's also one of the reasons why in recent weeks we have seen some of the civilian casualties and other houses and other things that have been hit as well.
The Iraqi government has demanded that city leaders in Fallujah hand over al-Zarqawi. He's the deadly terrorist there in Iraq. He has a $25 million bounty on his head, but the people in Fallujah say he's not there. Do you believe them?
It's hard to know, although it does seem that there is a very strong Arab element in the city. I mean, we know from residents of Fallujah and others who have in fact shown a disgust and a dislike for some of these extreme elements. They have not been in favor of some of the steps, some of the extreme and radical steps that have been taken by the crowd that is led by Zarqawi. It's not even clear how many there are. I mean, some people say there are only 200 of these very hardline elements. Some others suggest there are as many as 3,000 in Fallujah. But the people of Fallujah feel that they're drawing the American airstrikes, which they certainly are not in favor of.
Scott, here's the headline on your piece in the Christian Science Monitor today, Signs of Progress Amid Turmoil in Iraq. What are the signs of progress you see?
Well, there have been some signs of progress. There's no question about that. In the overall context, though, of what is happening in Iraq, it's hard to determine the quality of those signs. One of them, of course, is we've had during the course of the last week, for 5 days in a row, we've had militants loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr. This is the Shiite cleric who has been basically in revolt, an anti-American revolt, for the last several months. He has been his forces have basically been handing in weapons, kind of a buyback scheme. And while there have been quite a few weapons, I understand the U.S. commanders and also Iraqi forces are not yet convinced, really, that this militia has disarmed. But certainly, in terms of a step in the right direction, I think that nobody is doubting that, and Iraqis too are pleased and feel that quite a bit of the steam now has probably gone out of that al-Sadr revolt, and they feel that this cleric is really now more interested. He's recognized and has made a decision to actually pursue more political elements. That's one thing. We also had the senior Grand Ayatollah in all of Iraq, Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, announced this week that all Shiite Muslims, who of course make up the majority in this country, should make sure that they register to vote, basically embracing the election process, which of course we're expecting to have this vote before the end of January. And then also, right up until the suspension of these talks, there were the peace talks that were taking place in Fallujah. They were suspended, and now we have also had on the other side of it the U.S. Military strikes overnight.
Scott Peterson of the Christian Science Monitor in Iraq. Scott, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you.